themed you?
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
So Becky's not on today, but we are joined by possibly tap end's biggest fan. Rihanna off of Films is here.
I am a huge tap end fan.
It's lovely to have her here.
It is.
It's a bit laddie with you two.
Yeah.
You're a bit lads.
I've never been called a lad before.
So, I think sometimes I bring out the lad in you.
You do, and therefore it's good to have a female perspective.
That's weird, actually.
I'm sorry, which are we playing innuendo? And no, you just like conned me into
it. I retract that.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm going to take you both to my 16th year at the tap end if you're keen.
I am keen Kardashian.
Oh. Yes. I'm going to be Professor Stephen Hawkins.
And I'm Torvalin Keen.
You've been waiting for that all
That's
day.
That's my favourite.
I asked you what your keen was going to be and you wouldn't tell me.
No.
Brilliant.
Right.
Right, well, I'm ready.
Ready.
The weather had turned a lot colder in recent weeks. The year was beginning to wind down, and excitement was building with Christmas now not too far away. Mock exams had finished at school, which pretty much meant that there was a free run up to Christmas, and lots of fun to be had. Me and the lads would spend a large amount of our time at that age at a tennis club, where we were all members of. It even led to my first proper job, which was helping the tennis coach, a guy called Bailey, with his tennis lessons. This taught me a lot. I wasn't really good enough to be a decent coach. In fact, many of the kids I was teaching was better than me. But all the same, it was my first experience of proper responsibility and paid employment.
Did that annoy you a bit?
It was just awkward, because it's very hard to coach someone at something if they are better than you.
Already.
Yeah. Did you ever go like a bit power hungry and kind of like start ordering them about the tennis court and making them pick up all the balls and stuff?
Yeah, of course. I like to instill discipline in my lessons. Well, no, because you've all got to learn your own teaching style, haven't you?
What was yours then?
Well, I was very much of that mentality of sort of discipline. So, like, for example, I would just throw the balls everywhere and then just get them to pick it up.
That sounds horrible.
No, there was carrot as well.
What?
Well, that's the phrase, isn't it? Carrot and stick.
But there was a carrot as well.
Well, I'd reward them as well.
With carrots.
like a donkey.
For good behaviour. Otherwise, they'd take advantage.
So they were naughty, then you gave them carrots.
No, forget that. I think I've got the phrase wrong. I'm sure it was something like carrot and stick, but maybe that's just the name of a pub. The tennis club was a good place to meet girls. There was no real standouts, but a group of quite nice average girls. And at our age, we were happy with that.
Chris, you can't say that.
Why? There's nothing wrong with average. I'm average. I'm as average as they get. The tennis club also offered a unique chance to meet some older ladies.
Oh, Chris.
The membership of the club ranged quite broadly between the ages of 8 and 80.
How old were they?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, as an 80-year-old.
No, I'm not saying I pulled an 80-year-old. Okay. I'm saying that our tennis coach wasn't too happy with the lack of tennis being played on junior evening. So he suggested that a few of us started to play tennis on a Friday morning, where the adult social was played. Me, Dougsy and Webbo had been attending these sessions for the last month or so now, and I have to say I was really enjoying them. Rather than just the junior evening girls, we were meeting some more sophisticated women. They were all a lot older than us, but very friendly. Especially one, a housewife called Irene.
How much older was she?
I don't know, it was hard to put an age on it because it was...
It? How did you just call a woman it?
No, what I just mean, it was a difficult one because she had youthful ways.
Oh, goodness.
And she was a good tennis player, I'll give her that.
I'd like to hear more.
I always enjoyed playing with her. She wasn't the best player, but she was very funny and had an air of confidence I found quite endearing in an older woman. She had the ability to turn anything into an innuendo, especially with the amount of tennis terms that would be used throughout the game. Balls, net, smash, juice, for example.
There's a lot.
I don't get the net one.
I don't know, but that was her skill. She managed to turn everything into... You're a bit like that, though, Rihanna, don't you? Like, generally around about the building. Like,
rubbish.
You...
He's saying that you're filth.
I'm not saying that.
I bet I'm not as filthy as Irene.
The whole club was excited about the one time of the year absolutely everyone would join together, the annual Christmas party. I was really looking forward to it, as there wasn't that many nights that you could go out on age 16, especially a proper party like this. The day of the Christmas party came about. It was a big day. Me, Dougsy and Webbo suited up at Dougsy's. I even polished my school shoes for the occasion. We cycled there together. Even as we parked up the bikes, you could feel the exciting atmosphere. The clubhouse had been decorated really nicely. It was like a completely new place. We were one of the first people there, and we were greeted on entry with a glass of champagne.
Wait, were you allowed that?
Due to the strict rules, we all no doubt on the champagne. So I went and got myself a blue panda pop from the bar. Everyone was stood around awkwardly. I avoided the table football and stood there talking to Dougsy when I heard a voice say, "Hello, Mr. Stark." I turned around. It was Irene in full-on Christmas party dress mode.
You made her sound like a Bond villain. Hello, Mr. Stark.
No, it wasn't like that. I think she was just being over-friendly. It
was
like,
she a bit like Pussy
Mr.
Galore?
Stark. I went in for a cheek kiss. I've always thought it's weird how Christmas parties is one of the only time of the year you cheek kiss people you never normally do. Panda pop in hand, I gave her a single to the left cheek. She leant down for double. I did my best to style it out. It was one of those awkward ones where...
Oh, did you smash, like, faces or anything?
No, I just, I went to the left cheek and that went fine, but then she leant in
for another one.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
This is before you came up with your new ingenious method to avoid this awkwardness. Have you seen this, Rihanna?
No.
Okay.
Well, we've all been in this situation, you know, let's say we've met each other and I go for one kiss, you're a sophisticated lady, you want to go for two.
Yeah.
So to avoid that completely, I take control of the situation and...
Demonstrate.
Why are you edging towards me?
No. This is what you do.
So let's say we've just met each other.
Yeah.
Hello.
So it's like, instead of that, I just...
Forehead.
I'd grab you by the head and just go straight to the forehead.
Okay, yeah, wasn't expecting that.
Just one on the forehead.
Nice.
Because that just gets rid of the awkwardness.
Yeah, and
that's
just lets me
intimate.
Take control.
A forehead kiss is quite intimate.
Really?
Yeah. Not the way you did it, but usually.
After dinner, the tables were cleared and the DJ turned on some lights and cranked up the music. I've never really been a dancer, but due to the amount of old people there, everyone was posh dancing.
When you say posh dance, you mean like proper, like ballroomy?
Yeah, it was
oh,
like...
Oh, that's so cute.
You know, like when there's the first dance at a wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all... By then, you're not doing Gangnam Style, are you? You don't go straight in with a Macarena.
The what?
With a Macarena.
Oh, is that how you say it?
How do you say it?
The Macarena.
Okay, you don't go straight in with
Macarena.
The Macarena.
Don't try and make out that that's posh. Stop it.
Oh, Macarena.
It is!
Yeah, Macarena.
How very downtown of you.
Oh, shut up.
Downton.
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 This was even more awkward and unfair on the younger lads like us, who were not familiar with waltzes and jives. We stood to the side watching everyone, and then she came towards me. Irene grabbed me by the hand and moved me to the middle of the floor. Not a clue what I was doing, I attempted to twirl her a couple of times. Halfway through each attempt, she seemed to get stuck. But she was a professional woman and knew how to twirl back again and make it look good.
What do you mean a professional woman?
You know when you dance with a lady and all you generally do is you, in these posh dances, hold them by the hand and then every now and then you sort of lean an arm out and they twirl round.
I'm pretty sure that's not all you're supposed to do. Do you watch Strictly?
Yeah, but I think that is genuinely all you do at these kind of... But honestly, I don't really think there's...
It's really not.
I think there's a bit more to it than that.
Yeah, a little bit.
So what would happen is I would lean out my arm for her to twirl, but then she'd kind of get stuck halfway around the twirl, and then...
Would you keep your hand there and not, like, sort of let go so she could continue spinning and then grab her back?
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Because to this day, I've had this problem with that twirl thing, exactly how you nail it.
Everyone gets stuck, do they?
It's weird. And then you've kind of got to go, spin back, spin back.
Okay, you and me, Chris, at the Christmas party, we're going to sort you out.
Yeah. I learned that that is all what posh dancing is, really. You hold someone by the hand and perform the occasional turn.
It's not, though.
I felt good. It was like being on Strictly Come Dancing. She had shown me how to dance. I even knelt down and bowed at the end of the song. I think this was a step too far, though. People were laughing.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, you knelt and you bowed?
Yeah. Sort of kissed her and, like, knelt down and sort of went like that and then kissed her hand.
Oh, my goodness. Like in medieval times.
It was too far. It was a magical evening, and with my newfound dancing confidence and persuasion from Dougsy, I decided that I should dedicate a song to Irene.
Oh no, oh, no, 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 no!
The Love Shack was playing, but I asked the DJ if there was any song I could play for Irene. He said he'd play it next. I took Irene by the hand as the DJ announced that this next song was for Chris and his favourite lady. I've got the audio for what he then played.
Okay, do you want me to be the DJ?
What I thought would be nice, yeah, if you'd be the DJ and do the dedication. So I was standing there with Irene. Love Shack had just finished. And then you were on.
And here's a song for Chris and his special lady.
Hit play.
Did you dedicate that to her? Is that the one he picked because he misheard you say Irene?
Yes, that's exactly the problem.
That's amazing.
Come on, Irene.
The song took me by surprise, but me and Irene started to shuffle slightly. People looked on after the DJ's introduction. Then I realised his mistake. This was Come on, Irene, which was wrong on a number of different levels. I saw Dougsy and Webbo realise what was going on, and they were laughing hard. It was an awkward 3.5 minutes, and I felt the need to apologise every time it got to the chorus.
Did you?
Yeah. For obvious reasons.
Sorry.
It was an honest mistake, though, and my first experience dancing with an older woman. Looking back, I'm not sure if Irene was an actual cougar, or perhaps an over-friendly lady who enjoys the company of younger men. I stopped doing the Friday sessions not too long after that, so I didn't see Irene again, unfortunately. But if she's listening, which she may well be, as she always seemed to enjoy younger things, I hope you're well. I can't imagine her on 2.
She'd not be listening to 2?
No, she'd love Radio 1.
Would she, still?
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 2003. What a lady, what a night. It's another song, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Gotta borrow it.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.